September 14th. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 10, verse 32. A poem by Lois Blanchard Eads of Dixon, Tennessee has been circulating among Christians for many years. It asks the provocative question, what would you do if he came to your house? Whenever you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome for your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in, or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about? And I wonder, if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you'd plan to go? Or would you maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet with your very closest friends? Or would you hope they stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last was gone? It might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you. Cleanse us all of hypocrisy, Lord, so we have nothing to hide from you or from each other.